Welcome to the Words of Heart podcast. In this episode, we dive into a topic or story pertaining to mental health. This episode is accompanied with video and audio. However you choose to listen to this episode, sit back, relax, open your hearts and minds. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Words of Heart podcast. I am your host, Dion Sanchez, and joining me today is Jay Spillers. I may have mispronounced your last name. Thank you.
No, that's right.
Great. Yay, technology and all its hiccups. Thank you for joining me today, Jay. This is a real pleasure to have you on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, Jay, if you could tell my audience a bit about yourself, that would be great.
I've authored two books. I've authored Meditation for Everyone, How to Quickly Have a More Peaceful, Mindful, and Fulfilled Life. And then I also authored another book before that, called Heaven's Truth, The Parallels Between the Bible and the Near-Death Experience. And in terms of meditation, I've been meditating since about 2005. I got into it mostly for like relaxation and things like that. And then in 2008, I started to go through a point of depression, and I started to rely more on my meditation. And prior to 2008, my meditations were kind of sporadic. They weren't consistent. And sometimes they're, you know, maybe 20 minutes. But as I started to develop past 2008, I started to go more consistently every day. And I got up to about 30 minutes. And today I currently meditate about 45 minutes. And what I try to do in my book is I try to just outline the basics of what I see in meditation. It's pretty open. You know, I don't teach like a particular school of meditation. It's kind of eclectic. And I emphasize things like stillness and mindfulness and affirmations within a meditation. And a lot of my book goes into mapping out how to meditate and planning for contingencies and, you know, setting a schedule for meditation. And I give like a template in chapter 7 of possible things to meditate on. And I use the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But I do it in a way that's open for anybody to use, even though, you know, it's specifically from Christianity, but anybody would affirm those values and could see value in those. And like in my first chapter, I just go into why should you meditate? What are the benefits? Who can meditate? And I get into things like the benefits of meditation can include relief from things like ADD and ADHD. And for people who have chronic pain have gotten benefits from meditation. There's also been help for people that suffer from depression and even things like post-traumatic stress disorder. So virtually anybody can benefit from meditation and put it into practice. And just for anybody, you can receive things like greater calmness and peace. And there's mental health benefits that you can get from meditation. There's the social health benefits, you know, in terms of your relationship and being able to be more effective with others as you meditate. And if you want, if you're a spiritual religious person, I believe it can be part of a spiritual practice as well that can help you to improve your spiritual life.
Absolutely. And I couldn't agree more. I am a spiritual person. I'm a Christian. So I do admire the fact that you do hold some type of biblical principles in regards to meditation. So I really am glad you combine those elements, because I do feel like those are fundamentally coexistent. Like, you can't have one without the other. With that being said, do you find it to be a massive need right now with the pandemic that's still going on about 2 years, unfortunately, a need for meditation right now?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot more talk about practices like meditation. I saw on Dr. Oz today, he was referencing meditation and interviewing someone that had a process that was similar. And what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to be teaching a community class in my local area in person, but I'm also going to be putting together an online course that's going to be built pretty much around my book. And so I think a lot of people could benefit from meditation. I know it was a stressful time for me in many respects, you know, being inside, and I did rely on meditation to help me in those situations. So I think a lot of people are receiving benefit from meditation right now. A lot of people are looking into meditation, you know, particularly with the isolation that a lot of us have suffered the past year and a half.
Absolutely. And I, for one, have been deeply and traumatically affected by this season as well. On a more personal level, I got diagnosed with diabetes at the start of the pandemic. So it would be 2 years into the pandemic and 2 years of me being diabetic. So I've been very deeply affected by it, as far as being diagnosed with it and then having to adapt to this particular health diagnosis during this virus. So all levels of anxiety were at an all-time high, but I seek refuge in God. That's my own personal belief system. I seek refuge in God and saw my circumstances as a blessing and an opportunity for inward reflection, because the world had to shut down and we really didn't have a say in that matter, because it was for the well-being and the sake of our health. So I truly understand the need to explore different outlets and to, if anything, figure out more about your personality and how to evolve and to grow as a person. And I think, though this season has been unfortunate, and my heart goes out to everyone who's been affected by it, but it also, there has been a silver lining to this as well, which I'm sure people are having difficulty seeing due to all the negativity that's plaguing the virus, but it has given us opportunity to look deep within ourselves to figure out how to be who we're meant to be, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times people can feel anger or frustrated or stressed out and can become very tense. And this is a way to, you know, both find peace of mind within those situations, but then also there is a reflective element. And I kind of get into that in the later chapters about sort of examining what your goals and what your values are. And a lot of times now I use meditation to sort of examine different things in my life and try to understand people better, you know, because a lot of times we will have very harsh judgments of others. But one thing with like mindfulness is sort of putting the judgments aside and trying to accept people where they are and understand that, you know, maybe they're coming from a place of fear or stress or anxiety. And so you're seeing a side of them that maybe isn't the best that you would otherwise see from them. And when you start to understand that, maybe you can have more empathy for people. And I think meditation with mindfulness and self-reflection can help you to see things like that.
Absolutely. So Jay, we're on to the icebreaker segment of my show. I'll start with the icebreaker question because it's lots of fun. If you had to come up with a title, well, you are an author, so it shouldn't be that difficult for you to answer this question. If you had to come up with a title or chapter for where your life is at right now at this precise moment, what would it be?
I think the title for my life would be to focus on what's most important for your life, and to see the bigger picture. So bigger picture reality for your life maybe could be the title of the book, you know, because I think a lot of time, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if you were still continuing with your answer. Continue.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because I was just saying sometimes we get sort of bogged down in the minutiae of what's going on right now. And it can seem like, you know, what do I do? But you need to see sort of the bigger picture of why you're here on this planet and what your goal in life is. So seeing the bigger picture for your life is really important.
Absolutely. The chapter or title for where my life is at this moment, it basically was laid on my heart when I got diagnosed with diabetes. So my title would be A Warrior for Change. I undergone a lot of health issues growing up. So diabetes for me isn't that much of a stretch, unfortunately. But the fact of the matter is I've overcame a lot. So I feel like being a warrior is really symbolic and represents who I am right now and all the experiences that have faced and will face in the years to come. So. Jay, you are still with me, right? I don't know if my internet's...
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we will get on to the icebreaker game, which is lots of fun. So basically the game is called Song Association. You don't have to be an avid singer to understand this game. So basically how it works is I give you a word, and then you have to either say the word pertaining to a song title. It has to be an actual song. You can't make it up to the song title or in the lyrics. It's fairly simple. However, you have 15 seconds to, based off of the word I give you, to come up with the song pertaining to the title based off the word I give you, or it's in the lyrics. So, sound like a good idea? Because it's a fun game.
Yeah, it sounds like fun.
All right, so let me
get I'm ready.
My timer here. All right. Timer. All right, so the first word is heart.
I was thinking I lost my heart in San Francisco. That's like a really old song.
Okay.
I think it might have been Frank Sinatra, but I lost, yeah.
I'll give you that. I feel like I'm fairly certain that's an actual song. So, all right, so you got one so far. Yay! See? It's fun. On to the next one. The next word is words.
The next word is words.
Mm-hmm.
Let's think. Words. I guess I didn't get it.
Well, I can tell you some previous answers some guests have given when it came to that one. Some of them answered with the song More Than Words by the band Extreme. I don't know much about the band Extreme, but I do know the song because it's been covered by many artists. So you could have went with that one, but again, this is a fun game. So, all right. So the last word, I did change this recently, so I feel really confident that you're going to get it because I'm pretty sure this word is in many songs, or at least two songs to my knowledge. So the last word is fate.
Faith.
Mm-hmm.
I've got faith. I've got Faith of Our Fathers, maybe. I don't know. Is that a song?
I might end up Google searching that later, but I don't know. I'm sure it's a song, but I don't know if I should give it to you because I'm not entirely sure. But that was a fun game, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I think the first one is, it's not, I lost my heart in San Francisco. I left my heart in San Francisco.
Oh.
Yeah, I do remember that one. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's our fun little game. We can keep going back into the realms of a music disco ball all night long, but we are at the end of this awesome conversation. Do you have any social links where people can find your book? Are you going to have a movie in the future? Give us the inside scoop to how my audience can get in contact with you.
Well, I'm active on Facebook. I have Meditation for Everyone, which is a group on Facebook. And I also have the Bible and the Near Death Experience on Facebook. And you can just find my name, Jay Spillers, on Facebook. And my books are both available on Amazon. That's where you can find me. And I'm putting together an online course on meditation, which should probably be on Udemy in the near future. So that's where you can find me.
Awesome. Thank you for joining me, Jay. This was a really great conversation, and I'm sure it's going to meditate with everyone's hearts in some way.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. To all my listeners, thank you for joining us on this latest episode of the Words of Heart podcast. Again, I'm your host, Deion Sanchez. Thank you again for joining me, Jay Spillers. If you enjoyed this episode, if you want to share, retweet, send it to the moon. If you can't send it to the moon, let me know. Here are the ways you can do that. You can find us on Facebook at the Words of Heart podcast. You can also find us on YouTube under the same name. If you want to send me your comments directly, you can do so on social media. I am on Instagram at HeartWarrior25 and I'm on Twitter at HeartWarrior24. However you choose to send your thoughts, please don't hesitate to do so. Again, I am here for you and I just want to make your lives a bit easier to remind you that you are never alone. So with that being said, stay healthy, stay safe, and until next time, bye.